Lucky Break. In whatever age, whatever manner man lives, one thing counts most: success. Always it is his dream, that for which he works, that which makes life worth living. Success. Now, this week and every week, My Lucky Break, starring Joseph Cherniavsky and his orchestra, with Steve Merrill, Charles Dameron, and the dramatic cast, will show first how opportunity, a lucky break, came to one person who was ready for it to make her famous. And second, the program itself may furnish the opportunity, the lucky break, for some person in today's audience. April 23rd, the birthday of a princess, the tiniest, most gracious princess of them all. And so we tell the story of her lucky break. But first, a gift to her. Some 200 boys and girls have come here this afternoon to our studios, children representing every walk of life, every color and creed, every nationality. They, too, will go out in time to seek a lucky break. These children are all orphans. 100 of them from St. Joseph's Orphanage here in Cincinnati, the others from the General Protestant Orphanage. Right at this moment, Joseph Cherniavsky is selecting two little girls who will blow out the candles on each of the huge birthday cakes here in the studio. And after the broadcast, the cakes will be cut and served along with ice cream to these children who have come to the Nation Station's birthday party for the nation's most adored youngster. And she is, of course, Shirley Temple, 10 years old today. And now, the little girls who've been chosen from our audience are all ready to blow out the candles. And incidentally, while I'm thinking of it, after the program is over, each of these children here will receive a fine colored photograph of Shirley Temple. And now, let's all join, all of us here in the studio, in singing for Shirley a birthday song. Another package to Shirley Temple, this one the birthday gift of the members of the Lucky Break program, the Nation Station, and the Mutual Network. Joseph Cherniavsky unwraps a package of her songs, songs the whole world knows because Shirley Temple popularized them.
Thank you. 10 years old today and already a great star, reckoning from both box office appeal and from that theory of acting which says the greatest is that which is most natural. 10 years old and a great star with such smash hits credited to her as Stand Up and Cheer, Little Colonel, Captain January, Poor Little Rich Girl, Wee Willie Winkie, Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, Little Miss Broadway, Just Around the Corner, Little Princess, and many others. She has had the greatest of the picture great with her in these films. Soon, Susanna of the Mountains will be released, her 20th picture for 20th Century Fox. Is success that young accidental, or is it, with Shirley Temple, as with all others, because she was ready, prepared for her lucky break when it came? For just a few moments, we want to acquaint you with the type of character possessed by Mr. and Mrs. George Temple, Shirley's parents. Perhaps in their understanding of their children can be found the key to Shirley's natural acting, which has spelled success for her. All members of the Temple family are being impersonated on this broadcast.
George, in the kitchen.
Gertrude, it happened. Everything is set.
George.
I'm now manager of our branch of the bank.
Oh, how glad I am.
Oh, for all of us. You and Jackie and little George.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, gee. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, is that so, son?
Yeah. Dad, how about you and me having a little talk, huh?
Very well, Jack.
In the living room, Dad, huh?
Uh-huh.
So we don't disturb Mother while she's getting dinner.
Whatever you say. I hope you'll excuse us, Mother. Evidently, this is something between us men.
Yeah, Mother.
Go right ahead. I'll call you when dinner's ready.
Dad, this is kind of hard to talk about.
Oh, come now. It shouldn't be. Not between us.
Well, I know, Dad, but you see, I'm going to quit school.
Oh, you are?
Yes. You see, Dad, school's not doing me much good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got to be thinking about my future.
Mm-hmm. In what way, son?
Well, Dad, now, suppose a fellow wanted to get married or something. He couldn't do it if he was still in school now, could he?
No, that's true. No, he couldn't. Especially when he's in the seventh grade.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's got to have a job, and so I...
That's right. By the way, who's the young lady?
The young... Oh, her. See, Dad...
Now, just a moment. Do your mother and I know her?
No, sir.
Well, of course, that doesn't make any difference, no. I'm sure if you selected her, why, she must be very, very charming.
Oh, yes, sir, she is.
Well, now, about this quitting school business... I wonder if it's the wise thing to do.
Well, you know, Dad,
Now, let me get a word in here, would you? Now, just a minute. Now, let's suppose that you did quit school... what kind of a job would you get?
Well, I could be an office boy or something in one of the picture studios.
Oh, I see. Well, now, I don't think if I were you, I'd start in as an office boy. No, not that I deny the dignity of labor or anything like that, no. But, very often, you know, coming up is rather a long and a tedious process.
Yes, I know that, Dad.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to see you start... Well, I'd like to see you stay right in school for a while yet.
Oh, Dad.
Yes, I do. Now, the chap who gets the farthest is usually the one who knows the most. You know, some men are unfortunate enough to have to learn everything by experience. And that takes a long, long time.
Yeah, I know.
While some, like yourself, have the opportunity of getting the concentrated experience of others by going to school.
Well, sure, Dad, but
now,
I...
Now, my suggestion is this. Now, suppose you continue as you are for a while anyway, and then in addition to your regular schoolwork, I'll provide you with either music lessons or dramatic training, whichever you prefer. Either one will come in very handy if you intend connecting picture industry.
You mean I can take music lessons, really, Dad?
Well, that is if you promise to practice and study, yes.
Oh, gee, Dad, I've always wanted a saxophone.
We'll decide that later. Now, you know, if you take lessons, of course, why, you won't have as much time to spend with this girlfriend of yours.
Oh, well, that's all right, Dad. Gee, if she doesn't realize that I'm doing this for my future, then... Well, shucks!
Dinner's ready, if you boys are.
Oh, very well, Mother.
Jack, are you washed yet?
Nope, not yet, Mother, but I will be. You don't have to wait for me unless you want to.
You know, Gertrude, sometimes that boy taxes every ounce of strategy a man can muster.
He does what?
The only consolation I have is knowing that if I can't master a situation, why, there's a fine reserve force which can.
What's that, George?
That, my dear woman, is the wife of the new manager of the bank.
Oh, now, George.
Wait a minute, you two. Now, just a moment. Now, this has got to stop now. Do you understand?
Oh, he took my marble.
They were mine in the first place.
You gave them to me.
I owned them.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Oh, and look at this blue mark on my arm. Jack slugged me yesterday.
Hey, don't you believe him, Dad. That's why he fell down.
Well, you were going to hit me.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait, now, that's enough now. Now, Mother and I won't have any more of this fight.
Well, I don't care, Daddy.
Jack, I...
Okay.
You understand it too, Sonny?
Yes, sir.
Very well. I'll just keep these marbles until you two can get together on them. Meanwhile, both of you shake hands and then go to your room and talk things over.
Oh, Charlie.
Now, come on. Oh. When you decide whose they are, why, then come back and I'll turn them over to you. Now, then, come on now. Shake hands there.
Here,
big boy.
Sonny.
Oh.
Come on now. Now, no quarreling there.
Okay,
wait,
but
now.
He better not start it. Thank you.
Oh, those two.
Never mind, George. They're real boys.
Yeah, I know. Still, I wish we had a little girl, though. She might do a lot for them.
I know.
And for us, too. As a father, mother.
George, maybe this next one will be a girl.
Perhaps, dear.
The next child born to the Temples was a girl. They named her Shirley, and just being born was her lucky break. No other event since is important enough even to consider, for it was her coming into this household to live with the wisdom and the love of George and Gertrude Temple to guide the beauty and intelligence which she inherited from them, which has made Shirley Temple the best-loved little queen in all the world. When she was 3... Shirley was studying dancing at $1 a lesson in a Los Angeles school. She had taken a few lessons, and Mrs. Temple was approached by a film talent scout who wanted to make tests of the child for the screen.
No, absolutely no. Now, no child of mine is going into pictures, and that settles it.
Very well, George.
I didn't mean to be so sharp, dear, but, well, we wanted a baby girl for so long, and now that we have her, I want to see that her childhood is as natural and as happy as possible.
Of course, dear. You know, I wouldn't even have mentioned the offer except I was thinking of her, too. Picture companies make things very pleasant for child players. Very often the children have more advantages than they would have otherwise. And I'm sure they're happier. They couldn't be as natural on the screen as they are.
Well, maybe.
I feel just as you do, though, George. But I did want to talk it over with you for fear we might feel later that... we prevented Shirley from having the opportunity of our life.
Yes, of course.
It's a chance, dear.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
George, listen, how would this be? I'd hate to think that we hadn't given each one of our children every chance in the world.
And so would I.
Well, now, this test, it won't take very long, just a few hours. Suppose we let Shirley do it, just to see what will happen, huh?
Oh, I don't know, Gertrude.
Whatever money she makes can be put away for her college education.
You can afford to send her to college. I haven't any worry about that.
But we do have about shaping her life, George, giving her all the opportunities we can.
All right, Gertrude. Suppose we accept this offer. Not with any intent of the child having a career in pictures, but simply to see what will happen.
Very well.
Shirley Temple went into pictures because her parents loved her, because they wanted to give her every opportunity. The test was successful, and Shirley started her film career. Afterwards, Shirley did bits in several full-length pictures, Red-Haired Alibi, Out All Night, and To the Last Man. Everyone was enthusiastic about her, cameramen, directors, carpenters, everyone with whom she came in contact.
Okay, know these kid shots. Headaches, that's all headaches. Not this one. This is the cutest, most natural little thing I ever saw.
Well, if you like her, boy, she must be something.
She is. Wait till you see her.
So I said to the old lady, if you could ever see this temple, kid, you'd change your mind.
Yeah, did she come down and see her?
Nah, but if an electrician knows anything about this nutty business, my old lady will see her plenty before long. That is, if she goes to see the Class A pictures, that kid's going to be a star.
Well, how'd you make out with that youngster? Feel all in?
All in? Hey, listen, that's the only fitting I've enjoyed in months. That's the sweetest youngster I ever saw. Pretty, smart, she'll be a star.
After doing bit parts, Shirley Temple did four shorts for Educational under the title Frolics of Youth. And it was her work in these that paved the way to stardom. She attracted the attention of an important motion picture man who happened to see the picture at the same time the Temples had taken Shirley to the theater to see it.
Well, Mother, our little girl was pretty good tonight, wasn't she?
She's always good, Daddy.
Pretty sleepy now, though, aren't you, Shirley?
Oh, don't bother her, George. Poor child.
I wonder what she thought tonight when she saw herself on the screen.
Probably.
Mr. Temple, wait.
Yes?
Look, I've just finished the music for Stand Up and Cheer. It's going to go into production immediately, and there's a swell kid part in it. Now, you get
well,
the kid.
But we're not
I'll
interested.
I'll see you personally. Be at Fox early in the morning, though. If she does as well there as she did in that short tonight, she'll be the greatest star in Hollywood.
But we don't care.
Swell seeing you. Hear from me in the morning. I'm with a party, so I won't be able to stay any longer. So long. Hey, Lou, here I am. Wait a minute.
Fate seems to be doing its work well, doesn't it?
While our little beauty sleeps. Oh, look at her, George.
A sleeping beauty.
I'm sorry, the casting director doesn't know anything about it.
Oh, but we were told that...
Lady, there are 150 children being tested for the part. I don't know...
But they made a special point of telling us that...
Oh, well, one moment, please. Perhaps the director knows something about it. I'll see. The director, please.
I wouldn't care, except the gentleman was so insistent.
Will you ask the director if someone spoke to him about a Shirley Temple? She was supposed to be tested for the child part and Stand Up and Cheer. We'll have the information right away.
Thank you.
Yes? Oh, well, very well. Thank you. Right this way, Mrs. Temple.
Thank you.
I'm sorry there was this mix-up.
Well, that's quite all right.
They evidently forgot to speak to the casting director.
I'm sure we don't mind at all.
This is the...
Yes, what is it?
Mrs. Temple and Shirley.
What?
Someone spoke to you about Shirley, I believe.
Why, she's perfect. The child's perfect. Come on, let's get this test going right away. Miss Davis, make arrangements for a test at once, will you? I found the child for that part and Stand Up and Cheer.
Had only to sing Baby Take a Bow and the whole studio was in a furor. They had found a new star, and a new star she was. There was excited whispering, much waggling of heads. Then the executives asked Mrs. Temple if she would consider a contract for Shirley at $150 a week. Shirley was launched on a career which would make her the most loved child in the world, the greatest box office attraction pictures had had for three consecutive years, and the queen of all America. Yet, Shirley remains a happy little girl, unruffled by the storm which rages enthusiastically about her. She is still unspoiled, gay, and energetic. That because her lucky break was in being born to Mr. and Mrs. George Temple, who believe in doing the best for their children. And now, here's a little girl from our studio audience who has something to say.
Happy birthday to you, dear Shirley.
We have told the story of a lucky break, and now we give a lucky break. Present an unknown melody by unknown composers in an attempt to bring fame and fortune to a new song and new composers. The lucky break number this week is a novelty, Whistlin' Phil. Its composers, Stomp Bailey and Clavel Isnard of Cherryville, Kansas. We dedicate this new novelty number to Shirley Temple.
fairy town, there lives a bird of great renown, whose melodies will give you a thrill. Everybody knows him in the neighborhood as Whistling Bill. He fits the music of birds to any song that you may know. And when you hear him, you'll be like the rest of the folks. They go for Whistling Bill. The king of whistlers everywhere. He swings a tune, and swings it so neatly. Every night, the couples gather round the square and listen to him warble so sweetly. Makes no difference what the tune, when it wraps his lips around it. He's bound to be the next community here, Whistling Bill. Hear him swinging out tonight, so join the fun when he whistles lightly.
Congratulations and our best wishes to Stomp Daly and Clavel Isnard. A check for $25 is in the mail. It is yours, a reward for having had your song chosen as one to be presented on this program. And now, may we extend our invitation again. Mr. Joseph Cherniowski and the Nation Station have arranged that each week on this program, an original song complete with words and music will be presented. We invite you to send the song you have written to My Lucky Break program in care of WLW Cincinnati. If we decide to use it, it will be presented on this program. You will receive $25, and Mr. Cherniowski and WLW will recommend the song for publication. In the event it is selected for publication, the writer will receive previously agreed upon royalties. Since WLW cannot assume responsibility for the return of manuscripts, we suggest you retain a copy of your song. Remember, no manuscripts will be returned. Address your songs to My Lucky Break Program, WLW, Cincinnati. Another dedication to Shirley Temple, whose last picture was Little Princess. And so to Her Highness, we bow in recognition as Joseph Cherniowski and the orchestra play Paderewski's Minuet in jazz.
Thank you.
Next Sunday, listen to My Lucky Break, starring Joseph Chernyowski and his orchestra, 1 hour earlier if your city observes standard time. It tells how a lucky break, the deciding moment, came to one person who was ready for it. It may provide a lucky break for some person listening. Remember, regardless of who you are, where you are, you'll get your lucky break. Keep working, keep waiting. Your lucky break will come. Voices of the Temple family were impersonated. Your announcers have been Gordon Shaw
and Del King.
Minuet and Jazz is from Sally, Irene, and Mary. My Lucky Break is produced in the studios of the Nation Station, Cincinnati, and reached you through the Mutual Broadcasting System.